Well, we started our most recent class this week, which is actually a book study workshop that is based on the book, The Answer Is You, by Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith. And so the next 4 weeks, the talks are going to be based on that book. And if you have not joined our class and would still like to do that, there's still time. Come talk to me after the service. And if you don't want to, but you'd like to just read along, I invite you to do that too, because it's a really, really great book. It's small, and it's packed with spiritual food and lots of great information. So I invite you to do that. And so the title of my talk today is The Invitation. And I am actually talking about how life itself and everything in your life is an invitation. That it's an invitation to give way to your greatest self. That it is an invitation to discover that which has been implanted in you that you have yet to give birth to. Everything in your life is here as a way of giving expression to that which is seeking to come through you, which is the very magnificence of the universe as you. And so that need then to unfold our greater selves, that need to give expression to that potential that is within us, shows up as things like our desire to express our own unique gifts and talents, whatever those are, whether that is a gift or a talent for painting or for just an ability to connect with other people. It's through that painting and through that connecting that we get to discover who's inside here. That need to discover that shows up like our heartfelt dreams and desires. Like the dream to travel, because of what we discover in traveling about the world and about our connection to everything and qualities that we didn't even know that we had inside of ourselves that we get to learn through that travel, or through learning new skills, what we get to bring forward from it within ourselves. It shows up as those desires for something like a new career or even to be a parent. How much do you discover about yourself by being a parent and get to bring forward that you would never have the opportunity to discover otherwise? And so all of those things are ways that we discover that greater yet to be that lives within us. Those are all ways that we give birth to that greatest self that is inside of us. And so Eric Butterworth says, a true desire is not to have, but to be. We are whole creatures in potential. And the true purpose of desire is to unfold that wholeness, to become what we can be. And so that means the purpose of everything that's going on in our life and the purpose for even being here on planet Earth and living this life is to give way to that greatness, to discover our wholeness and become who we can be. And so then we do that through really easy things like hanging out with friends and visiting and loving people and being in relationships. We do that through really fun things like going on vacation, like I mentioned. And we also discover that greater self within us through the challenges that show up in our lives. As spiritual beings, you see, we have this need to experience in a physical way, in a material way, those aspects of our inner being. We have a need to experience in a physical way our true power. We have a need to experience in a physical way the love that is the very essence of who we are. We have a need to experience in a physical way our spiritual magnificence. That's why we've come here to planet Earth. And it's those things are the things that make us feel most alive, the things that make us feel most fulfilled, and the things that bring us joy. And so I think back at times in my life when I was stretching myself and learning new things, and when I first bought my house, I was 28 years old, and my partner at the time taught me how to do all sorts of things. I learned how to and got to replace the deadbolts on my doors. I helped drywall the garage and got to learn how to use power tools and drills, and when you put the screw and it screws the drywall screws into the wall, and fix the patio cover. And I got to learn so many things, and it was so empowering for me to discover all these things that I had inside of myself. It made me feel so competent and confident and really giving birth to this whole new part of myself that I didn't know existed before that. It was such a great time. I look back at going to school, and you all have heard me share the story. When I got that call to go to school of ministry, they had just implemented a rule to have to get your bachelor's degree first. I didn't want to go back to school to get a bachelor's degree, yet that is the thing that changed my life and opened up this whole new world for me that I did not know existed. How much that grew me and allowed me to bring all these aspects of myself forward that I had not discovered yet. And I know we all do it in a myriad of ways all the time, from decorating, what a joy it is to bring that creativity forward from within you, to painting a picture, to spending time with kids, to learning how to fix something or fixing something. All of those things enable us to expand who we are and to become more of who we're meant to be. And so it's really easy to embrace all of those things as ways to become more of who we really are, of ways of giving birth to that greater self. But when things in our lives show up that are challenging, or things show up in our lives that are difficult, it's not so easy. In fact, what happens when we do something like have a boss who's acting like a jerk, a boss who puts us down or is giving us a hard time, or a neighbor who is difficult, or when we get an illness, or when a marriage falls apart, oftentimes what happens is we feel like a victim. We feel like a victim, and we sit in that victimhood. And the only reason we feel like a victim is because we have forgotten that within everything is that invitation to give birth to something more. We have forgotten that God is always for us. And that means then that life is for us. And that means if life is for us, nothing can be against us. I'm here to tell you that. Everything that happens in your life is here for you to give way to a greater part of yourself that has not yet expressed itself in this world. I am here to tell you that God is always for you, and that life is always for you. And that means nothing, regardless of what it looks like, can be against you. Everything is for you. But what happens when we forget those things? We feel like a victim when that stuff happens to us. We feel sorry for ourselves. We say, poor me, or why me? Why did this have to happen to me? Why am I the one that had to get in the car accident? Or why am I the one that had to get this illness? Or why am I the one that had to be laid off in my job? We feel sorry for ourselves. We then start rehashing over and over again how it happened and how awful that boss was and what he said and how he acted and all those things that happened. And if we're not continuing just to tell that story to whoever will listen and rehash it over and over again, what happens then is we start worrying. Oh my goodness, what if I never get over this illness? Oh my goodness, what if I never get another job? What if I never get my strength back? What if I never, we start worrying about what might happen in the future. But what happens is when we are in that victim mode is it creates tunnel vision. And that's all we can see is how awful it is, how terrible this feels, how difficult it is. We can't see anything besides that thing that we keep talking about. And I know that for many of us, we learned really well from our families of origin to worry. That in fact, worry was productive. If you weren't worrying, you weren't doing something right. But you know what? I'm here to tell you, worry is not productive. Worry is never productive. When you are in worry, you cannot find creative solutions to your problem. When you are in worry or victimhood or feeling sorry for yourself, you cannot get insights as to how to change this or shift this or what's being called for or how to grow through this. When you are worrying or in victimhood, you can't come up with creative ideas that are being called for to make it different. You don't come up with plans for a better future. Is all you can see is the problem when you're in that victim stance. Nothing positive comes from worrying ever. It doesn't change anything. It doesn't shift anything. Do you get that? And so instead, what does serve us is to remember in the midst of whatever feels challenging to us in our lives, to remember that life is for us. Therefore, somehow this thing must be for me also. To remember that within whatever's going on, there is an invitation for something greater to come forward. That this is a part of your spiritual evolution. This is a part of your path of unfolding. This is a part of the path that your soul said yes to when you chose to come here and incarnate in a human body on this planet. You said yes to this unfolding, yes to giving way to this magnificence inside of you, this power and this strength and this creativity and this love and this beauty and this magnificence. You said yes to bringing that into the world. That's what this is an opportunity for. So that challenge is always an invitation to discover those things within yourself. The power and the wisdom and your own capabilities and your own wholeness to give birth to that greater self that is seeking to emerge. And it happens when we live from that perspective. Because when we're not living from that perspective, when we're stuck in victimhood, we can't get there from there. And so to me, it's really easy to look back on our lives and to see how the challenges that we went through were actually the exact thing that we needed to bring us to be who we are today. I can look back and see those things of having to go to college and that relationship ending and whatever those catastrophic things were that I said. I know even recently the top of my car, the paint started peeling off the car, and it was a factory defect. And it was no longer covered by the manufacturer because my car was past 6 years old. I did not want to deal with that, having to go to get estimates and go to those body shops. Oh, my goodness, and I resisted it and didn't want to do it. And I look back how much that served me in having to go and do that and talk to those people and get those estimates in my confidence, in having a greater sense of my own strength and capability and what I can do. All of those things serve us. And so there's a story that I'd like to share with you. It says, one of the most inspiring sights in nature is the eagle in flight. With an endless expanse of blue behind it, the eagle spreads its mighty wings and soars majestically and gracefully across the sky. Free, powerful, complete. Because of this, the eagle becomes a symbol for how we'd like to be. We all want to soar in life like that eagle. But I wonder if you know how an eagle learns to soar. I am told that there is a particular species of eagles which builds its nest high up on the face of a cliff overlooking the sea. In this nest, the eagle chick is hatched and spends its first days watching its mother come and go, collecting food and bringing it back. One day, the mom decides it's time for her chicks to learn to fly. You know how she does it? She forces her way right into the nest and pushes her chicks out. The chick starts plummeting down the face of the cliff, terrified, shocked, heartbeat racing, aware that death is just seconds away, and then something amazing happens. The chick instinctively stretches its wings that it never knew it had before the plummet and the fall, then a gentle rise, and soon the chick is soaring like its mother. In that split second of terrifying danger that the chick comes face to face with itself, it comes face to face with a wider reality. In that terrifying moment, the chick discovers what it is. And without that terrifying moment, it would never learn to soar. Those challenges and difficult things in our lives are the catapult that teach us to soar that we never knew we could until those moments. We never would have tried without those moments. We never would have discovered that within us without those moments. And so what if we looked at the challenges that come up in our lives through that perspective? What if we looked at the challenges in our lives through the perspective how we can see in the past how those things served us, how those things enabled us to become who we are today, that this that's going on now is just that again. That's all it is. If we looked through the lens of knowing that we are safe. You are safe. You're safe even in the midst of going through that. You are always safe. What if you looked through the lens of knowing that you already possessed whatever it was going to take to make it through that challenge and then to thrive on the other side of it? It's like that redwood tree. In that redwood seed is everything that that redwood tree needs to be a magnificent redwood tree. It has everything that it needs to put down roots and to grow tall and reach up to the sky. It has everything it needs to produce needles and to produce pine cones and to be mighty and tall and strong. But that redwood tree also needs the fire in order to activate that seed. The fire is the thing that activates its potential that enables it to become the redwood tree without. Without that fire, it could not become that redwood tree. That's the thing that brings it into its full expression. And so in this book that we're studying, Michael Beckwith gives us some tools. And one of those tools is to take time out and to listen within ourselves and to ask ourselves some questions. To listen when we're going through a challenge to that inner voice of our own wisdom. To listen to our intuition. To listen beyond that voice of fear and worry to something deeper, that infinite part of ourselves. And he gives us some questions to ask ourselves. Let's make sure they're on here. I've actually printed them out on your white sheet so you can take them home with you to remind yourself when you decide to sit down and do this. So he invites us to ask ourselves when you're going through a challenge, what quality do I need to activate in order to shift this experience? Ask yourself, your highest self inside of you, these questions. What quality do I need to activate to shift this experience? To ask yourself, what skills or qualities do I need to develop or to bring forward to change what's going on, to make it through this, to transform it? What do I need to learn from this? What am I called to be through this? Because this is on purpose in your life for your own evolution. And so get quiet and get centered and do a spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer, your affirmations, read something that helps you get centered, and then ask those questions and listen. Spend some time journaling. Write down the answers that come to you. That will put you back in a place of empowerment. That will be the thing that lifts you out of victimhood. That will be the something that sets you squarely on this path of evolution that you said yes to when you came here to planet Earth, to unfold that greatness, to unfold that magnificence. We are here as expressions of that infinite one, and we are here to further express that in this world, to unfold that. And everything is an opportunity to give way to that, to bring our greater selves forward. Everything is an opportunity to give way to our own beauty and our own strength and our own wholeness and our own power and our own magnificence that is in potential inside of us. And so my invitation to you this week is to remember, all the time remember as you're going through your life, that God is for you. That means then life is for you. And if life is for you, nothing can be against you. To remember that when things seem challenging or scary, remember that eagle being pushed out of the nest, and that's what it took for it to learn how to fly. Remember to ask those questions. What is seeking to be born or emerge from within me by means of this thing going on? To ask yourself, what is being called forward? What am I being called to be here now? And as a result, you will absolutely be embracing your purpose for being here. You will absolutely be unfolding your greatest self and living your greatest life and living a life that feels so fulfilling and so satisfying, giving way to your potential and to your wholeness, to your beauty, to your love, to the magnificence that you are. And so blessings to each and every single one of you on this path of self-discovery and of being who you truly are. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in a spiritual mind treatment, affirmative prayer. Oh, and so I just take this opportunity to remember, to turn back to that presence that is always right where I am, that infinite one that is the only power and presence and activity that exists in this universe, that one that is the source of all things, from whence all things come, and that which is manifesting itself and activating and unfolding itself as everything is this one beautiful, magnificent presence of potential, presence of love and of beauty and of grandeur. This is the presence that we live in, this presence whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere, is this very life of the divine, the life of the infinite. And so not only is that life all around us, but that life and that presence is at the very center of our being. For it is the very essence that we are made out of, that we are always one with this presence. For it is the essence of our spirit. It is the essence of our soul. It is the mind that we think with. It is the life that we are living. And so today we walk in this presence and with this presence and as this presence, bringing it into the world in the most magnificent way. We bring that presence forward as our own unique gifts and talents, as our own dreams and heartfelt longings, as our own ways of sharing ourselves in the world. And we bring that forward as that which is seeking to be born through us, that greatest self, that highest self, that purity and magnificence and light of the divine. And so I know that, yes, indeed, we do have all that we need to absolutely thrive and flourish and live this grandest life. For it is that one presence unfolding itself in us and through us as all that we need in every single moment. And so I claim for us wholeness and health and power and joy and love ease in communication and connection and peace, peace without bounds. And so today we say yes to this call of our own hearts and souls. We embody this presence in a grander and a greater way than we ever have before, and we bring it forward in our hearts and in our minds and through our actions, through our hands and our feet and our words. What a blessing it is to be here. What a blessing it is to be in this awareness and to be sharing this light with the world. And so it is with a heart overflowing with gratitude that I release this prayer unto the law of the universe, which is the very law of my being. And so today I say yes, and we all say yes. And I release this prayer, and I let it be, and so it is.